Welcome into the show, former NHLer. In case you missed it, he's 1-for-1 in his NHL career in shootouts.
Oh.
And 1-for-1 in batting competition losses. So, you know, he's batting 1,000 in both fronts. Jason Strudwick joins us. Strudz, what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing well. Doing really well. It's nice to go outside without a park on. Nice.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, before we get – it is Positive Friday. I got one of the – did you know that debuting in April, Strudz, a sport that – you know what? I think something that maybe you and Mageau might get into.
Here we go.
Or definitely Mageau should, I would hope. Him and Awanek, maybe. Lingerie fighting championships.
Really?
Will be on TV in April. I'm not even making this up.
Jeez.
And they've got, like, Feather the Hammer Hayden, Helen Ignite Me, Judy Conquering Angel Conacher, Samia the Goddess Glam.
Do you want to see these girls in lingerie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, they're pretty good-looking girls. Wow. Yeah, I'll tune in. I love new sports.
Exactly. So, you know what? Something new to talk about on Positive Fridays.
That's very positive.
Nothing wrong with that. Who doesn't like lingerie? And, hey, who doesn't like women fighting?
No, I know what, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Of course. It's one of the, like, I don't like it at all.
I don't mind outside of a bar. I don't like it.
No, I can't stand it. Although I will say, probably in all my time of bar fights, two girls at the old Purple Onion, it's probably the best bar fight I'd ever seen. And most of the guys, they didn't even want to get into it. They were just like, it was almost like everybody in the bar were members of the Edmonton Oilers, and nobody wanted to jump in.
Don't even get me started. I finally calmed down last night. I was so frustrated. I mean, we had the post-game shows after every game, and I had zero expectation of the team winning the game last night. Zero. And quite frankly, I disagree with Dallas Aikens. I don't think they were in the game for the first two periods. Yes, on the board it said it was 2-2 after two, but it was not. The first 7 minutes until the Oilers scored the first period, it was all Blues. And there were stretches like that over the first two periods. The better team won. And I think 6-2 is a good reflection of the overall game, even though it didn't do it in the first two periods. But there were two instances that I am just floored at. We know the one where earlier in the second period, or third period, Ryan Miller pushes Taylor Hall, draws a scrum.
Tarasenko, you mean?
Well, no, but that was – was it – no, but Ryan Miller, he bumped
– oh, yeah, that was earlier, right. Okay, yeah.
But then, later on the half breakaway, Taylor Hall throws a little backhand at Miller.
Like it barely made it to.
I know. I have no problem with that because I would have done the same thing. It's just like a thing. You don't want other teams messing with your goalie. So I have no problem with the response the Blues did. And they're a team trying to set the tone. They're very close. Tarasenko and Bouwmeester go and confront Hall. And then a third mystery guy comes in. I think it was Oshie, but I might be wrong. It takes, you can count to about a 10 Mississippi before you see another Oiler in the picture. You see three Blues. Eventually, Justin Schultz coming over there with his hands by his side, kind of going over there to wonder if there's any free cookies to be had. I was just floored by the lack of response by the Oilers teams. And quite honestly, I was so upset. And I don't care if it's Taylor Hall, if it's Mark Fraser by himself, if it's Perron, if it's Oscar Klefbom. It was unbelievable that no one came in there. Is this team not a close team? You can lose games. I don't care, but go in there. And I'm not asking them to fight. Get that out of your mind, people. I was talking about last night, and I got a lot of texts. You just want everyone to fight. I don't want anyone to fight. But if you want respect in the NHL, you earn it. You earn respect by going and confronting people, looking people in the eye. Do you really think that Bouwmeester and Tarasenko want to fight? When I was playing, I would pray to God at night that I would wind up in a line brawl with Bouwmeester or Tarasenko. Those are two guys you're not afraid of. Strong guys, tall guys, they're not going to hurt anybody. I doubt they had a hit last night. But you have to go in there and you have to respond. As a team, Taylor Hall, your best player, is by himself. Where are his line mates? Mark Fraser, apparently, Gordon Miller said on TV, he tried to get there. Now, he probably got pushed away by maybe, I don't know, Pietrangelo. I mean, it's not like he's scary either, but there's still Schultz on the ice. Who else are his line mates? Gagne and Perron. You tell me one of those guys can't get to Hall? There's three Blues around him. Were the other two holding off four Oilers? Is that possible, Griggs? Now, this is my other problem. Taylor Hall's by himself. So Taylor Hall now next game, let's say against Detroit tonight. Justin Schultz gets pushed around by Bertuzzi. Do you think Taylor Hall's going to want to go over there and help Justin Schultz out? Where were you last night, buddy? You didn't help me out.
I totally agree.
And I'll tell you a story. I played in the minors with this guy named Freddie Knipscher. This guy was a pretty skilled player, chippy, just like kind of an irritating guy. He would always jump and chirp guys, and then myself or one of the other guys would have to come in and bail him out. And I did it game after game, and it didn't bother me because that was my job. I understand it. That's fine. One game we're playing, and this irritating little person is chirping me the whole game, asking me to fight. And this guy's a joke. Like, he was like 5'2", about the same size as Freddie Knipscher. And the guy kept chirping me. I was embarrassed. I'm not going to fight this guy. I asked him to fight. He wouldn't fight. He was just irritating me. So I finally went down to Freddie Knipscher. I said, buddy, I've been fighting your fights all year. Why don't you come over here and help me out with this little bugger, you know? And he's like, that's not my job. After that, I'm like, you're on your own, big cat. You're not going to help me out. I'm not going to help you out. And if that's the attitude that's developed in this Oilers team, I can tell you it's the most negative thing. And it is so troublesome. We saw the opposite. Now, we did see something different when the Oilers were playing Winnipeg and Yakupov stirred up the hornet's nest.
Yeah.
You saw everyone jump in there. Justin Schultz even got in there, and he was holding on to somebody. All he had to do is go and hold on to somebody. It's like a dance. You know, you don't really know what you're doing, but just go in and hold on to someone and just hug them. I guarantee if Schultz would have grabbed Tarasenko, Tarasenko's not going to do anything. He has never been in a fight before. But the lack of response to me is huge. And I know they're at the end of the season, but a scrum, you want to get in there and just show you're alive together. God, I was bothered last night. And I actually went to bed after my show at 1 in the morning. And I'm like, I can't sleep. So I got up and wrote an article for Oilers Nation. After that, I was madder almost. I almost went downstairs and worked out. I was so bothered by this. Not about the loss. I don't care about the loss. But God, I hate the lack of response by this team. Zero. There's no team. There's no sense of team after last night.
So, and I was talking about this earlier, and I was just as fired up as you. I've seen this now for 5 years. So sadly, it's not like it's a new thing for me. But Andrew Cogliano, after that game in Calgary for the Ducks, he comes out and he rips his this is embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, and Andrew Cogliano, it's not like it's Ryan Getzlaf. Yeah. It's not Tame Selanne. He didn't take a personal shot. He said, the whole team, you should be embarrassed. We got to be better, including himself, said we. Yeah. You have a game like that, and you like, to me, the Oilers organization, it's like they never do anything wrong. They're 29th place, right? And I know Pat Quinn went to the other side, right? And he would kind of criticize guys at times when maybe it's too much. Yeah. But it seems nowadays, Struds, when there's things happening that, hey, Dallas Eakins will have no problem ripping Lars freaking Eller, you're never going to say, you know what? I would like to see our players stand up from one another. Like, is it really that hard? Are you going to lose your locker room if you come out as a coach and say that? Or where's the captain, Andrew Ferentz? Like, can he not say something? Can Taylor Hall not stand in front of a microphone and say, you know what, I think we had to have a better pack mentality.
Yeah. No, like, I agree. I agree with you.
How come that's not happening? Who's to blame?
I pray that it would have happened in the dressing room after the game. You know, like, if I'm Dallas Eakins, I literally would have shook that St. Louis Blue Arena to the ground yelling at the guys, because that's unacceptable. You do not let that happen. And I've told the story before about Mark Messier. Mark Messier, we played with him in Vancouver. We're playing San Jose Sharks. Mike Keenan's our coach. Right off the first draw, he gets pushed down by Olin Nolan. And Olin Nolan, this one, he was at his top of his power. And just kind of basically, you know, mopped the floor with Messier the first shift. You know, some of us were trying to get after Olin Nolan, but he didn't really want to fight, whatever. So the game goes on, we lose. This is in San Jose. We're in a back-to-back situation. We come back the next day. We have a meeting with Mike Keenan. We sit down. Mike Keenan says, you never let anyone push your captain around. And probably our best player at the time, you know, arguably one of our top three guys. And Mark Messier himself stands up and says, don't worry about it. I got it. I got this. And Mike says, no, we have to talk about this. And Mark walked out with tears in his eyes, like, I got this under control. I don't want to talk about this. Leaves the room. 22 years old, Mike, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. My captain just put my coach in his place. So we play San Jose the next day, same starting lineup. You know what Mark Messier does off the first draw? Cross-checks Olin Nolan right in the face. Right in the face. Now, I'm not suggesting Taylor Hall or Nuge or anyone has to go and cross-check each other in the face, but Mark Messier, I never once saw him fight.
Oh, I saw a mess fight. Him and Jim Poplinski.
At the end of his year.
In his career, yes.
But this guy got respect. Because he did not care who it was. If you messed with him, he was going to stand up for himself. You know what they did for the rest of our team? I think we went on to win that game by 4 or 5 goals because we were so, so fired up. So part of it's on Taylor Hall. He's got to stand up for himself.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It goes the same, though, with Nuge, with Ebby, with Justin Schultz. At some point, look someone in the eye. And I think Nuge has done a better job. You can see he's trying to look in the eye, but he's pretty weak, so he's not really pushing anyone around. But, you know, I'd love to see Eberle do it. I'd love to see Justin Schultz just look people in the eye. And it's not about fighting. But we all know when you've played a game, doesn't matter if you're playing basketball or a men's league rec center, when you go and get in the corner against someone, and they just skate away meekly and don't look in the eye, you know you've got him. You've got that guy. And the Oilers too often have got that. And Hendricks shows looks guys in the eye. Boy Gordon, he kind of does his thing. Ference battles. But, I mean, you're not going to get from Klefbom, Marinson, two rookie defensemen. Justin Schultz, basically a rookie defenseman. You got all the young guys up front. Perron, I think he almost looks too many people in the eye, but I love the way he plays. But you have to show you're in the game and you're committed to winning and just to competing. And until that happens, people, I'm telling you right now, you can shift up the fourth line. You can do whatever you want.
And I had Kirk Muller on in the first hour.
Yeah, I heard a little
bit. And I asked him the very first question, and he said, hey, this is on the players. And Kirk Muller was a pretty intense player. He didn't fight a lot. I think Kurt Muller in his career might have fought 10 times. Played 15 years. But he was hard on the puck and was hard-nosed and never backed down, was a captain of the Montreal Canadiens. Usually you got to be a pretty decent leader to be the captain of that team. And he said, hey, yeah, the onus is on the players. And so do you think – because we talked about, okay, Taylor Hall – but I don't see Taylor Hall ever going into scrums either, Strud. So do you think that we got a question here wondering that if Hall never comes in, because you talked about it earlier with your guy, and it's right now they don't seem to have anybody who wants to take the onus and says, like, David Perron is the guy who's initiating it.
Love
all,
it.
Right?
Love it.
But not many – like, I don't see – if Perron's getting mixed up, rarely do you see Hall and Gagne fly in, right? Mm-hmm. So – does somebody just have to stand up and have the conversation, as uncomfortable as it is, to say, okay, and sit in the dressing room as leaders? Yeah. They don't have to do it in public. And look, and if you're Taylor Hall, say, okay, this is enough. If somebody jumps you and pushes you, I'm in. Vice versa. Yeah. And you ask, has that ever been said where guys would open it up in the locker room and challenge guys?
It has been. But I honestly think for this one, I don't know there's anyone in that room can really do it. I think Ference has the ability. But I think it has to come from the coach. I really do. And I'll give you an example. My first year training camp, I'm playing an exhibition game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, New York Islanders. And there's a scrum. And I was on the blue line. I didn't really know what was going on. And it started getting more heated. All of a sudden, I hear Mike Milbury, the coach at the time, yelling at me from the bench, Stradwick, Stradwick. I look over and he's swearing at me. He's like, get your blah, 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 blah in there. Boom, I went fine in there. After that, I decided I'd make my own call. I'd make my own judgment. And not once when I came in to any scrum did a coach ever say, you shouldn't have gone in there. Not one time.
Exactly what I thought.
17 times. And there's times where I try to read it, okay? There's sometimes you're like, you take a look who's out there. Like, let's say tonight, that you're standing on the blue line and Nuge is maybe locked up with Nyquist. You're like, you know what? I think Nuge should be able to look after himself with Nyquist. But let's say it's Cronwall, Erickson, Bertuzzi. I'm coming in. So you have to read the play, and you kind of know what's going on. But if they're outnumbered, that's like last night, if it's 3-on-1, you're going in there. You're not even thinking about it, especially with your best player. But again, it doesn't even matter if it's your best player or not. It's showing you're together. Let's flip it around, Greggs. Let's say last night, Tarasenko does the same thing. Does a backhand shot into Scrivens, and Fraser, Hendricks, and Joensuu. I have a hard time believing Joensuu would go in there, but let's say he does go. Those three were to go confront him. Do you not think Backes, Jackman, Bouwmeester, all those guys would have been flying there? It would have been five guys in there, and they would have been sticking with each other, pushing people around, not fighting, but they would have all been there, and that's a close team, and that is why they're doing so well. I mean, they've got a lot of skill. There's no doubt a great defense, but, man, do they play hard for each other, and that's contagious. Just like blocking shots is contagious, just like making the right plays, just like working out after practice, before practice, all that stuff's contagious. Without it, you've got nothing, and that, for me, was the biggest disappointment last night. The loss, I don't even care about the loss. But I sure care about seeing that lack of team unity.